Ladies, they've been around, what, 10 years? Must be 10 years since their first big one anyway. 1974, I think that was. And We Are Family. Thinking of you. Well, as I say, I will be thinking of you. Unfortunately, I'm not too sure as yet whether I shall be with you on Monday or Tuesday. But I'm afraid commitments are such now that I'm afraid my days as a regular DJ here on Sunshine are going to be just a little bit limited. And unfortunately, I can't say whether I shall be here with you one week or not. But dare say that I shall be chatting to you on and off over the months ahead. But who knows? So, well, dear me. Just today could mark the end for a little while anyway, so who knows. 26 minutes away from 3, we'll take a break.
Sunshine Radio.
Morning, Arnold.
Morning.
Now, what's the matter with you, Arnold? Why are you so abrasive?
What's the matter?
I'm trying to sandpaper this door down to its natural finish. It's hard work and I'm getting nowhere.
Door stripping services.
Who said that?
Aye, where did that come from?
It came from Kidderminster.
Whereabouts in Kidderminster?
Telephone Kidderminster 2869.
Door stripping services. We remove all old paint and varnish to reveal the natural wood grain for just £6.50 per door plus transport. For next day service, ring Kidderminster 2869.
Now, that's some advice you should follow, Arnold, because you've obviously been rubbed up the wrong way.
Are you a shy person? Do you have difficulty making new friends? If you're single, divorced, separated, widow or widower, Neon Introductions can help you now. If you're young or old or somewhere in between, call us. Ludlow 4120 and you're on your way to meeting new friends. Neon Introductions, Ludlow 4120 have members on their books waiting to meet you. Ring Neon Introductions now, Ludlow 4120. The cure for loneliness.
The Warehouse.
The Warehouse.
The Warehouse.
Ludlow's newest bargain warehouse, 16 King Street, Ludlow.
What's inside the warehouse?
Ladies' underwear, 3 pairs for £1. Tights, 4 pairs for £1. Kiddies' t-shirts, 69 pence. Children's socks, 4 pairs for £1. Kiddies' body warmers, £2.99. Blouses, £2.99. Ladies' and men's showerproof jackets from £6.99. Dresses from £5.99. Skirts, £2.99. It's value for money shopping at the warehouse. The best value for money in town. Open 9 till 5.30, 6 days a week, Monday to Saturday. Wear it from the warehouse, 16 King Street, Ludlow.
Sunshine Radio!
Give some time.
chairman of the board, and give me just a little more time. We're running out of time, unfortunately. Only about 45 minutes to go. And the two in a row, of course, we cast our memories back yesterday. We played Hughes Corporation and Rock the Boat. And today I thought we'd play the slightly newer version of it, Forest, and tie the two together. Oh, what memories, what memories. And before I forget, because I had almost forgotten, the people that rang in today, some were right, some were wrong, some were miles away, some were very close, and these are the people that wanted their name mentioned. Roger gave us a call from Telford. Hi there, Roger. I almost forgot these, actually. Brian from Chelmsford, was it? Mrs. Appley from Shrewsbury, Keith Hargreaves from British North, and Julian Richard from Tenbury. Thanks for getting involved in the afternoon competition and wanting your names mentioned as well. So there we are. Lovely. Nice to talk to you. Also, nice to talk to Robin. Robin Vaughan's just been on the phone, and Keith Bland as well. A couple of the regular listeners that I often have a chat to. Also coming up now, it's a chance for you to have a look at some cheap holidays around. But before we do that, let's have a look at the weather for the Sunshine area.
Sunshine Radio Weather.
All right then, the weather for the rest of the afternoon. Cloudy with 8 breaks of drain or drizzle. That should be drizzle and light rain. Brighter intervals this afternoon, late on, and this evening. And maximum temperature should be around about 20 degrees centigrade with a fresh, strong westerly wind. The outlook for tomorrow, cloudy, but mostly dry. And that's the weather for the Sunshine area. And it's not certainly not weather for going away for the weekend, is it really? It just certainly doesn't look like it. So perhaps you'd like to go away and go somewhere else for your holes, if you would, and you can get away at such short notice as, how about the 24th of June of this month, then plug your ear holes back and listen to these. These are just a few of the last-minute special holidays that are available from your local travel agents if you want to get down there. I must point out that the prices which I'm about to give you are subject to, they're the basic prices, and of course insurance and sometimes an airport tax would be extra on top of these prices, but some of them are still pretty cheap, alright? If you like the sound of any of them at all, then I suggest you get down your travel agent, your local travel agent, as quickly as possible. I'll give you the destination, then the board, and where it's from, leaving from, the price, and then the duration of the holiday, how long it lasts for, alright? You can go to Athens, bed and breakfast, at least from Birmingham, and that's on the 24th of June. It'll cost you £159, and that's for just 2 weeks. Majorca, full board, it's leaving from the East Midlands Airport. That too is on the 24th of June, and that'll cost you £172 for 7 nights, okay? Greece, Northern Greece, there's bed and breakfast, it leaves from Manchester. It leaves on the 27th of June, and it'll cost you £174. I'm not too sure whether that's for 2 or 1 week. Benidorm, self-catering studio, leaving from Manchester Airport on the 30th of June, and it'll cost you £114 for just 14 days. That's a cheap holiday, isn't it? Corsica, it's a hotel. It doesn't say whether it's full board or half board or what. It leaves from Gatwick Airport, and that's on the 26th of June, and that's £169 for 7 days. I think I should just point out that Gatwick is a swine to get to. Having done it several times, it's a jolly good airport to fly from and arrive back to, but it's awful to try and get to, all right? Tenerife, it's a hotel, it's half board, it's Manchester it's leaving from, it's on the 26th of June, it'll cost you £204, and that's from 7 days, all right? Costa Brava, self-catering, leaving from Manchester on the 28th of June, it'll cost you £115 to go, and that's just for 7 days too. Majorca, another self-catering holiday in a studio this time, leaving from East Midlands Airport on the 30th of June, it'll cost you £89 per person, and that's for 7 days. And finally, Bulgaria, staying in a two-star hotel, half board, that leaves from Manchester Airport, which is pretty easy to get to, and that's on the 23rd of June, which it gives you tomorrow. It's still available, and that's £234 for 14 nights, and there are free child's places. It seems like it's a cheap holiday to me. For 14 nights, especially if you can take the kids along free. Don't forget, all these holidays are basic prices, and there will be insurance and sometimes airport tax on top, alright? That may be a little extra. If you'd like more details, get down your nearest travel agent as quickly as possible, and they'll tell you all about it. Right, that's it then, as far as the holidays go for Sunshine area and surrounding areas. Get down your travel agent as quickly as possible with the weather the way it is. Perhaps you'd like to get away. Here's another one of those records of the week that was The Icicle Works. I said look out for them, and I was right. Love is a wonderful colour.
Set in beautiful Worcestershire, where the River Severn ambles timelessly by. Now there is a new restaurant to complete the setting, Steele's. Steele's new restaurant offers the best in French and English cuisine at very reasonable prices. Steele's restaurant is open Tuesday to Saturday, 7 p.m. till 11:30 p.m. Make your table reservations by telephoning Bewdley 402-367. That's Bewdley 402-367. Steele's Restaurant, High Street, Bewdley.
It was Midsummer's Eve in Ludlow, the festival. My head was full of medieval castles and Shakespearean plays, but my stomach was empty. I was hungry, so I asked this guy...
Somewhere to eat, you say? Well, darling...
He said...
If I was you, sailor, I'd try the Kingfisher.
Kingfisher? I don't eat protected species, pal.
No, no, no.
He said, twirling his handbag.
The Kingfisher is where you'll get the best fish and chips you've ever tasted.
It sounded good. We set off for the Kingfisher in Rock Lane, Ludlow.
I'm a producer, you know.
Really? You working the festival?
No. I'm resting this year.
Suddenly there it was, just like he said. Right next to the MEB in Rock Lane, the Kingfisher.
Fish and chips twice, please, love. One without.
He was right. I'd never tasted anything so good. They had an experienced chef in there.
Well now, sailor, fancy coming back to my place?
I booked him on the spot. He was fishy, and I wasn't a sailor. But he did have very good taste. The best fish and chips from the Kingfisher. Ludlow's newest fish and chip shop. The Kingfisher, Rock Lane, Ludlow. Open till midnight throughout the Ludlow Festival. Telephone Ludlow 5895. Parties catered for. Why did I book him? He'd given me the one without.
Well, I'd done it at last.
Done what?
I'd completely insulated my house. What are you smiling at?
Tell me something new.
Now here's something new and proven. Border Insulations of Hereford have the ultimate in roof insulation from the inside. Listen to the facts. Spray on thickness 1.5 inches. That's equivalent to 8 feet of concrete. It stops frost in winter, keeps the house cool in summer, seals the roof completely, stops snow, wind and rain blowing in through those broken tiles. Border Insulations of Hereford have stopped prices going through the roof. In fact, they've stopped everything going through the roof. Before you retile, reslate or refelt your roof, contact Border Insulations of Hereford anytime. Hereford 760-657 is their telephone number. Hereford 760-657. They're listening now. 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 Yes, they're listening now. They're driving their cars. They're at their place of work. They're pottering around the house. But they're listening now, just like you, to Sunshine Radio. And now is the time to tell them about it. Tell the thousands of Sunshine listeners about your product or service by advertising on Sunshine Radio and letting the people know. It's easy to arrange. Telephone Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795.
2 9 9.
Not so easily recognisable. The tones of Mick Talbot and Paul Weller, Style Council, taken from the EP A Paris, which was a hit sometime beginning part of this year. taking us up to news time, the sound of Toto and Africa.
I hear the drums echoing tonight, and she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. Moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Seventeen kilohertz, 299 meters. The news on Sunshine.
School teachers are calling off their industrial action. It means children in England and Wales no longer face disruption in the classroom. The move follows the announcement that the teachers' pay claim will go to arbitration, and they're hoping for more than the 4.5% already on offer. Here's our industrial editor, Neil Mainland.
The arbitration agreement is a climb down by the local authority employers who had been refusing to bring in any third party. Now it's hoped the committee of three can reach its decision, which will be binding on both sides, before the new term starts in September. It's what the teachers wanted, and NUT leader Doug McAvoy says it was worth the industrial action.
Sad though that is, and sad though it may have caused damage to children, because it allows teachers to have their case put fairly and determined freely.
The teachers are hoping for a lot more than 4.5%, but they're also aware that if they offer...
flooding. And an attempt to break the miners' blockade of the Llanwern steelworks in South Wales is underway. 38 lorries are loading up with coke at the Port Talbot steel plant and will return to Llanwern later this afternoon under police escort. There was only token picketing at Port Talbot when the convoy of lorries arrived. Meanwhile, South Wales miners' leader Emlyn Williams is calling on the train drivers' union, ASLEF, to halt the movement of iron ore into Llanwern, a move which would stop all production. American intelligence experts say a number of Soviet technicians died in the explosion they claim wrecked a large number of missiles near the northern port of Murmansk last month. Sources in Washington say up to a third of the Soviet Navy's Northern Fleet missiles were destroyed in the blast. The government is denying that it's backing down on part of its plans to abolish the six English metropolitan councils and the GLC. Ministers are insisting they'll go ahead with the scrapping of next May's elections, replacing them with boards which would run council services. But a report in the Times today says the government is willing to let the councils continue running their areas for some time after next May. A champagne party this afternoon launched Britain's latest cut-price airline, Virgin Atlantic. The airline plans a daily service to New York, with seats starting at £99 on its single leased jumbo jet. Our aviation correspondent Paul Maurice reports from Gatwick Airport.
The millionaire boss of Virgin Atlantic, Richard Branson, turned up in a pilot's uniform, flanked by the airline's managing director, Randolph Fields, in a dinner jacket. The two set the scene for a giant showbiz send-off, but Richard Branson admitted he almost didn't get permission to fly.
Yes, we only actually got the CAV license 2 days ago, which has meant we haven't been able to sell tickets in America up until yesterday.
Richard Branson also revealed that if the Atlantic route is a success, he plans new services to the Caribbean, to Canada and to Australia. Paul Maurice, IRN, with Virgin Atlantic at Gatwick Airport.
Independent Radio News.
And the weather for the Sunshine Area, it will be predominantly cloudy this afternoon with 8 breaks of drizzle or light rain. Brighter intervals late afternoon towards the evening. Maximum temperature around 20 degrees centigrade with a fresh, strong westerly wind. The outlook for tomorrow, cloudy but mostly dry. That's the weather and the news for the Sunshine Area.
Sunshine Radio!
The tavern on the hill at Newnham Bridge offer traditional ales brewed on the premises and charge only 50 pence a pint for mild and 52 pence a pint for bitter. The tavern on the hill has a function room for your wedding or party, a pool room and even a room for the children. Home prepared food is always available, and to reserve your table ring Bob or Eileen on Newnham Bridge 331. The tavern has a beer garden for those refreshing drinks in the sun, and there are swings for the children. The tavern on the hill at Newnham Bridge. Telephone Newnham Bridge 331.
Where can you buy a brand new colour television with 4-year guarantee and delivery within normal service area included in the price?
New 20-inch televisions only £269.95, with 22-inch at £299.95, or the luxury of a 26-inch for just £389.95.
Halls TV Services, Ludlow and Tenbury Wells. Now, where have you got the choice from 8 manufacturers such as Sony, Toshiba, GEC and Tatum?
Halls TV Services.
That's right. Now, where can you buy a Betamax video for only £339.95? Or a VHS for £439.95, including free video library membership?
Halls TV Services, of course.
Halls TV Services of 12 Team Street, Tenbury Wells and Shop 1, Charlton Rise, Ludlow. Telephone Tenbury Wells 810095 or Ludlow 4550. For real value for money on TV and video sales and service, you just can't beat Halls.
Hemmings of Church Street, Bishop's Castle is the place to go for your new Ford or quality used car. Test drive a new Ford today and choose from the exciting range in stock at Hemmings. When it comes to maintenance, Hemmings of Bishop's Castle score here too. They have a reputation second to none for their service facilities and can do MOTs 6 days a week. Hemmings also offer self-drive hire with a choice of cars at competitive rates. For all your Ford requirements, think of Hemmings, Church Street, Bishop's Castle. Telephone 638 707.
They're listening now, now, now. Yes, they're listening now. They're driving their cars. They're at their place of work. They're pottering around the house. But they're listening now, just like you, to Sunshine Radio. And now is the time to tell them about it. Tell the thousands of Sunshine listeners about your product or service by advertising on Sunshine Radio and letting the people know. It's easy to arrange. Telephone Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795.
2 9 9 Another one of our regular listeners has rung in, Dot Dawson and family, all the girls. In fact, it was a daughter, Kath. She says, try and play a record for Mom. Play Nick Kershaw. Here it is, Dot. Hope you're feeling well.
Smiles. All the light, you don't lie.
Ballet. And true. That sounded a little bit sad. It's just maybe that might be my last program for a little while today. I might be joining you on Monday or Tuesday, but other commitments are such that I shall be saying au revoir, or tatty-bye, or tararabit, for a little while anyway. There we are, True and Spandau Ballet. Who have I just had on the phone? Jenny Vaughan. We had Robin on the phone a little earlier. We've just had Jenny on the phone. And her mum and dad are staying with them at the moment. That's Irene and Bill Beely. And she says, please give them a quick mention. Hi there, Irene. Hi there, Bill. How are you? What's it like? Isn't it great up here? Where better can you want to come, eh? It's 4:15 here on Sunshine, and I know it's not Christmas, but here's a record that I thought would be golden around that time. It's The Pretenders and 2,000 Miles. A little bit of pop news to try and cram in before we say goodbye. Alan Jones at 4:30. Christmas time. I know it's not, but don't you think it's truly, it was a sensational record. 2,000 Miles from The Pretenders, showing just how talented, very talented they are indeed. Well, a little bit of pop news for you. Soul superstar Stevie Wonder stunned fans when he announced recently at the National Exhibition Centre that this would be his last European tour. And I haven't got any tickets either. Really, I mean that. It's a shame, that is. I would have loved to have seen Stevie Wonder. All you lucky people out there that have got tickets to actually go and see him somewhere, then you really are very lucky indeed, especially if he's not coming to Europe again. Chart toppers Frankie Goes to Hollywood were at the centre of a political storm last night after presenting miners leader Arthur Scargill with a baseball cap to replace the one he lost on the picket lines earlier this week. But the action of the Liverpudlian group strongly tipped the... tipped to grab the top places in the charts next week, has actually incensed the Tory MP Malcolm Thornton. He says it's a cheap publicity stunt. The group are in the business of selling records, and they should stick to just that. How about that? Strong words. Strong words. What else is there in the way of pop news for you? Do you remember Desmond Dekker? He was a chart-topping reggae success in the early 70s. And since then, well, he's been in bankruptcy, actually. And he maintains that he was cheated out of thousands of pounds in royalties. Decca, now broke with a debt of £33,000, blamed his former manager, Leslie Kung, who died in 1971 for his losses. Royalties from three of his hit songs that sold more than 2 million copies were paid into a company owned by Kung, and only a fraction of the cash was ever handed over to Decca. A London bankruptcy court yesterday declared that Desmond Decca, born Desmond Dakaris, was said to have assets of only £6,000 and declared him bankrupt. There we are. Ex-Beatle Ringo Starr was rushed into hospital yesterday for emergency treatment after a serious eye injury, but he seems to be all right now. Well, there we are. Just a little pop news for you. It's almost time for me to say goodbye, but we'll take a break first, and there's a couple of things which I want to bring your attention to that were in the newspapers before I say ta-ra.
Sunshine Radio.
Ludlow Auto Breakers, Mitre Yard, Corb Street, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 4669. If you're looking for second-hand parts for your car or light commercial, contact the Auto Breakers in Ludlow. Whether you want an engine or a light bulb, Ludlow Auto Breakers of Mitre Yard, Corb Street have a huge selection of parts for most cars and light commercials. If the part you want isn't on the shelf, we'll take it off the vehicle for you. And that's what we call good service. Or, if you buy tyres from us, we'll even fit them for you free of charge. Good service again from Ludlow Auto Breakers. We give top prices for MOT failures and write-offs and offer a free collection as part of our excellent service. Whatever your need for your car or light commercial, call Horace or John on Ludlow 4669 7 days a week. That's Ludlow Auto Breakers, Mitre Yard, opposite the Bridge Inn, open 7 days a week.
Are you planning to buy a shed? Or perhaps you're interested in a new greenhouse, a summer house, or is it something smaller like a picnic table, maybe even a flower box? Well, don't spend a single penny until you've checked out Clibbury Timber Products. And that way you'll avoid spending quite a few unnecessary pennies. Clibbury Timber Products offer the best value for miles around, with sheds from £74. And they provide free delivery and erection. And all timber can be coprolite treated if required. Now's the time to look at Clibbury Timber Products. You can see a selection of Clibbury Timber Products at Ludlow Home Care and also at Dunkell Cottage. That's opposite the Nelson Pub on the Cleehill Road in Ludlow. To talk to someone about the great range of Clibbury Timber Products, telephone Dave Potter on Ludlow 4447. Dave Potter on Ludlow 4447 after 6 p.m. or at weekends. Clibbury Timber Products.
Who has the largest selection of new and used cars in Leinster? Bengry's. Who sells petrol at competitive prices from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week? Bengry's. Who has the only rolling road for miles around for ultimate tuning? Bengry's. Who gives a full service, MOT, and comprehensive, uncomplicated guarantee on all used cars? Bengry's. Who runs the best car and van hire in Leinster? Bengry's. Telephone Leinster 2337.
Sunshine Radio.
Is the heart.
299, Sunshine, only the best. Reach into your room. Elton John. Oh, I can feel that gin of dirt. And sad song. Just a couple of things then before I go. A couple of things I dug out of the newspaper today that I thought were interesting. Yes, full marks. I'll give my marks to this man anytime. I wonder whether the youth kids out there think so too. I understand they've actually abolished the CSE examinations. Sir Keith Joseph, the Education Secretary, has done everybody a service they maintain. And he reckons all parents, teachers and employees and most of the kids will benefit, or so they say. Nobody has any respect for the CSE. School leavers find that it doesn't matter how many passes they have, employers are not impressed. I remember having that problem, actually, and went on to retake so many of them in O-levels afterwards. And then I went to college to do all the things, too. So I think that's full marks, well, certainly. But how about this? I think this is disgusting. Olympic dole queue. Would you believe 30 jobless athletes competing in next month's Olympics at Los Angeles will have their dole money stopped? I think that's disgusting. It's only to be paid to people going abroad, in special circumstances. And Social Security Minister told the Commons our athletes do not qualify. What are your feelings on that? I think that's disgusting. They're going away to represent the country and we can't give them any money. This country doesn't support the athletes anyway. I think that's terrible. Olympic dole queue cut. Well, it's almost time for me to say goodbye as we come to the end of the programme. Playing us out, Alan Jones coming along in a few minutes' time. Here's our Jones. And Pearl in the Shell.